Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
The Bible tells it like it is. It clearly describes sin and labels all those who practice sin as sinners. It also reveals the nature of God. He is characterized as the holy and righteous judge. Yet we also read that God is love. How can the God of love also be a God of judgment? Does this not create a credibility gap? In this age of credibility gaps, it is most difficult to find truth. Yet the character of God is absolutely consistent, and his ways are completely free of contradiction. God hates sin, but loves the sinner. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Man, described as a stranger, a foreigner, and an alien, has been brought into the very family of God through the operation of divine love. That love was displayed on the cross when God laid all our iniquity on his Son, Jesus Christ. It was there the judgment of sin was fully executed. Because Christ bore the penalty for sin, the believing sinner receives God's love rather than his judgment. God displayed his love without compromising his justice. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Man's sin separates. God's love unites. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or atonement for our sins.
Outside of Jerusalem, on Golgotha's hill, a Savior was dying to do the Father's will. And through all of the suffering and the pain that he bore, he just loved me.
Why he loves
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Two elderly men were sharing memories as they reflected back on the Second World War. One of them was a believer, who in the course of the conversation attempted to explain the fact that Christ willingly gave up his life for man's sin. "I don't see anything so great about that," replied the unbeliever. "My son gave up his life for his friends while in combat. In fact, hundreds of men gave up their lives during that war." "How many of Hitler's men did your son die for?" the Christian asked. There was no reply. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners or enemies, Christ died for us. If you are an unrepentant sinner, you are an enemy of God. The sacrifice of love displayed at Calvary has never been equaled. Christ died for his enemies in order to make them his friends.
The love of friend and lover is often sweetly sung, but no greater love than the Savior's love can be taught by mortal tongue. There is no greater love than that of Christ above, that made him stoop to earth, become a man, and by his death provide redemption's plan. There is no greater love. That's why I'm singing of God's love so rich and free, revealed at Calvary. There is no died for angels or seraphim on high, we could understand, but amazed we stand that for sinners lost he'd die. There is no greater love. That's why I'm singing. Stoop to earth, become a man, and by his death provide redemption's plan. There is no greater love. That's why I'm singing of God's love so rich and free, revealed at Calvary. There is no greater love.
The Apostle Paul said, "The love of Christ constraineth us." It is necessary to first have the love of Christ before one can experience love for Christ. One of the most exciting things about the love of God is the fact that it actually becomes a part of the believer. God's love is revealed through Christ and is then shed abroad in the hearts of believers by the Holy Spirit. Whoever keeps God's word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. You will notice that the work is completed by God. As the believer obeys God's word and yields to the Holy Spirit, God performs a work of love and grace within his heart by faith. It is only then that the Christian is able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Even though this love is far beyond human understanding, the trusting believer can say, This love is mine.
We may sound the depths of all the mighty oceans. We may tell the distance to the farthest star. But the mighty love of God cannot be measured. Its dimensions are so high, so deep, so far. This love is mine, I cannot comprehend it. This love revealed in Christ my Lord divine. When on the tree he died for me, God's wondrous, glorious, mighty love, this love is mine. I behold his love in every golden sunset. I can see it in the beauty of a flower, and I feel it in my heart since Jesus touched me and redeemed me by his wonder-working power. This love is mine, I cannot comprehend it. This love revealed in Christ my Lord divine. When on the tree he died for me, God's wondrous, glorious, mighty love, this love is mine.
One of the marks of a true Christian is the love he demonstrates for his brothers and sisters in Christ. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.